John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. John chapter 11, verse 25. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. We have more voices speaking into our lives through the media revolution than ever before. Our generation and the generations to come will miss out on the voice of the great I Am if we do not learn to be disciplined with our media intake. I believe it's affecting our ability to think clearly. Elizabeth Elliot said, "Muddled thinking inevitably results in muddled living. Because our thinking has become muddled by so much information, our living has become muddled. If we are not filtering all the information we take in through God's Word, we will lack the peace of God that guards our hearts and our minds, which we are promised in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Social media and our friendships. Social media is the new front porch, and blogs are the new neighborhood. These new forms of communication can have positive and negative effects. I love social media because, well, I love to be social. I have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know friends in new ways through their status updates, links to things they find interesting, verses they post, and pictures from their daily lives. I have connected with strangers on Facebook and Twitter, and those strangers have become real-life, meaningful friends offline. Actually, social media has nearly eliminated all my phone time in the home. If I have something to say to a friend, I hop onto Facebook and Twitter to chat. I miss my friends who are not on Facebook, but respect their reasons, simply because I feel I have less access to them. I have to remember to be sensitive to their feelings of being left out. I have gotten closer to some of my acquaintances who are regulars on Facebook and Twitter because that's where I hang out when I need a break from cleaning or homeschooling. But the convenience of social media comes with some dangers. Hurt feelings. I can't tell you the number of times I've read a comment on my blog or on a Facebook status update and have thought, "What does she mean? Is she mad at me? Is she joking around? Am I being too sensitive?" Online comments are dangerous. Be careful and think before you type. I am guilty of this too. Proverbs chapter 26, verses 18 and 19 says, "Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death, is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, 'I am only joking.'" Beware of making sarcastic comments. You could lose a friendship over it. Judging. I have friends who have closed their Facebook accounts because they were upset by status updates of friends whom they thought lived one way, but they discovered lived a very different way. This is where sin and matters of liberty and conscience come into play. We must call sin, sin, but give grace to our friends on matters of liberty. I will admit that bad language or inappropriate photos posted online mar my image of a friend. I, too, struggle with this at times. I have learned that I am not on Facebook or Twitter to be everyone's Holy Spirit. That's a quick friendship killer that Satan thoroughly enjoys. Jesus in John chapter 10, verse 10 says, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." Satan would love to use social media to destroy our friendships, but Jesus came to give us an abundant life. Do not let sinful judgment of friends destroy your friendships. Remember, we are all human, and we are all in different places on our journeys with God. Public embarrassment. I will raise my hand first and say I've embarrassed myself publicly on many occasions because of my loose lips. In the moment, a status update or comment feels right. But the next day I wonder, what in the world was I thinking? Words carry power, and it's been a learning and